When I was growing up, I did not grow up in a Christian home.
当我在成长的时候，我并没有生活在一个基督徒的家庭里。
We celebrated Christmas in the American traditional way.
但我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，像普通的一般人的家庭在庆祝。
I got presents from Santa Claus.
我是从圣诞老公公送我礼物。
My parents continued to give me presents from Santa Claus for the rest of their life.
在我一生中，他们每一年都会用圣诞老公公来送我的礼物。
In many ways, it was a delight and fun, and I have warm feelings about Christmas.
对我来讲话，我对圣诞节是有个很温暖的感觉，因为我常常收到这些的礼物。
But they are completely separate from God and Jesus.
但是呢，是完全跟耶稣基督是无关的。
So I'm always worried about Christmas.
所以我常有时候担心圣诞节。
We have so many traditions in our country that are a distraction.
我们有很多在美国有很多这些传统，是不是让我们反而是分心了？
And I'm not a natural gift giver or gift receiver.
我不是一个很自然的会送礼物给人或者接受礼物的人。
So with 8 grandkids and 6, you know, 3 kids and 3 in-laws, I have a long list of obligations.
我有八个孙子孙女，然后三个孩子，还有我的他们的媳妇和女婿，所以我有很长的名单。
And my son to help me out sends me a list of the things he wants.
我的儿子呢会给我一个名单，让是他们所需要的东西。
He has more money than he needs, and he doesn't need any presents.
说老实话，他有很多的钱，他一点都不需要礼物。
My wife and I buy what we need. We don't need any presents.
我跟我的太太呢，我们也不需要礼物。
But somehow we have to figure out what to give people and what to receive.
但是我们还是要想办法，要看要买什么东西给他们。
My favorite Christmas growing up.
我最喜欢的，在我记得的一个圣诞节。
When I was in high school and college for like 4 years, last couple of years of high school, first couple of years of college, my dad was out of work.
我在我高中的最后两年跟我大学的前面两年，一共四年的时间，我的爸爸没有工作。
I remember getting a pair of Levi's for Christmas.
但我还记得我拿到一条牛仔裤 ，Levi 的牛仔裤。
It was my favorite Christmas.
这是我最喜欢的礼物。
I was not a believer.
我在那时候还没信耶稣。
But I recognized the sacrifice that a back then an $8 pair of pants.
但是我可以看到在一个牛仔裤一个八块钱牛仔裤后面的牺牲。
There's a proverb that says.
在箴言里面有这样讲到。
Give a child a present and he's happy.
当你在那边又给一个孩子一个礼物，他也许很快乐。
Give him 3 and he's looking for another one.
如果你给他三个的话，他是想要更多。
And that's not just children.
但不但是小孩子这样子。
So Christmas bugs me a little bit.
所以呢，圣诞节对我来讲有一点点烦人。
At least our American expressions, and I know teaching our children to give gifts and giving gifts is a wonderful thing, and receiving them can be fun too.
虽然我知道，虽然要教导我们的孩子要学习怎么样去付出或给礼物是一件很重要的事情。
In our devotional life, I read to my wife every morning. Out of various books, and one of them was by my mentor. And I think it was last Friday, a week ago Friday, he quoted St. Augustine, and I want to quote it to you.
And 我在每天早上灵修的时候，我会读一段话给我的太太听。大概在两个礼拜前，圣奥斯汀讲了这段话。
The one who has God has everything.
一个有神的人就拥有一切。
The one who has everything but does not have God has nothing.
一个人拥有全世界却没有神的话，什么都没有。
The one who has everything and has God has no more than the one who has God alone.
但是呢，一个拥有很多的东西呢，也有拥有神的话，并不表示你比那个只有神的人多。
That resonates deeply with me.
这让我里面有很大的共鸣。
When I was a pastor, you know, I think it's every 7 years, Christmas falls on Sunday.
And 我自己在做牧师的时候，记得每七年有一天的圣诞节是在礼拜天。
You know, we don't actually know when Jesus was born. What day?
其实我们真的并不是非常清楚到底耶稣是在哪一天出生的。
I wish we did it like Thanksgiving, that it was always like the fourth Sunday. And every Christmas, we would wake up, go to church, and spend 2 hours worshiping before all the other stuff.
And 但是我真的是有点像，我们希望像感恩节是每一年的第四个礼拜，礼拜四是感恩节。这样子的话，我们就不会每一次都要每七年才会有一次圣诞节。
But that's not going to happen.
但我知道这并不会发生。
So we have to do the best we can.
所以我们最好要尽我们的努力来做。
So this morning I'd like to look at something, one of the birth narratives in Matthew.
And 今天我要跟你们分享的是在马太福里面讲到耶稣的降生。
And I want you to understand we're doing this because the birth of Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham that in him all the families of the and all the nations of the earth would be blessed.
在这个地方呢是讲耶稣的诞生是要符合圣经上的预言讲到亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It would be through his offspring.
因为是经过他的子孙。
It is also the fulfillment of his promise to David of an anointed Messiah that would reign forever. We saw the promise in Isaiah.
也实现了预言里面讲到大卫是耶稣的，是从大卫，是大卫的后裔。
So we're going to be looking at Jesus' birth in connection to his being in the line of Abraham.And David.
我们可以看耶稣的出生是跟亚伯拉罕跟大卫是有关系的。
So we're going to look at maybe one of the most boring passages in Scripture, the list of the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1.
我们今天可能要来看的是这个耶稣的家谱，也很可能是圣经里面最无聊的一段。
Interesting that Luke also has a narrative in chapter 3, a birth narrative.That is a genealogy.
And 在路加福音第三章也讲到耶稣的家谱。
He traces it to Adam.
但是回到是亚当。
Matthew starts with genealogy and gets to Jesus.
但是这个地方呢，这边的讲到家谱是从亚伯拉罕开始一直到耶稣。
On my wife Carol's and my 25th anniversary, we went to Paris.
And 我跟我的妻子在25年结婚周年的时候，我们去巴黎。
26 years ago.
在26年前。
And it was the same week that Princess Di had died in Paris.
And 也是那个英国的那个princess， 就是她 Diana 死的同一天。
So We went to London to be with friends first, and then took the train over to Paris.
And 我们是先去跟我们的朋友在伦敦见面，然后再去坐火车到巴黎。
And we were able to walk around and visit some of the palaces.
And 我们有机会去看到一些宫殿。
There were billions of flowers and memorials for Di.
有很多很多的那个花，百万的花在公园里面，在这个宫殿里面。
I absolutely cannot relate to the British fans of royalty.
And 我们可以看到，在这样发生这个Diana 去世的时候，有这么多的人那么样的崇拜他们的皇室的人。
I don't know enough about Chinese culture or all of you, but I think it's fair to say that Americans have an aversion to aristocracy and nobility.
所以、我不太知道我们中国人的文化是怎么样，但是我们的美国的是也有我们自己的崇拜的人。
We don't like people being born into privilege.
我们不太喜欢有些人他们一生下来就是持着银匙出生的。
Pedigree is great for breeding dogs, but we don't want anything to do with it with people.
但血统呢，狗的血统很重要，但是人的血统我们不太赞同。
It just doesn't seem right for somebody to be born into a family and then become king because he was born into that family.
但如果我们就不喜欢一个人生下来的话，他将来可能就是一个国王。
Well, we might get it. We just don't like it.
我们虽然知道了解，但是我们不喜欢这样子。
We're proud of our meritocracy. We had to earn everything we get.
在美国的话，我们是你如果努力的话，你就得到你想要的。
The only problem is, in the eternal scope of things, our meritocracy would earn us hell.
但是呢，我们如果从神的眼光来看的话，我们这样的努力的工作，反而到最后可能只领到我们到地狱去。
It's only as adopted children, sons and daughters, that we gain entrance into heaven. It's by faith, not by works.
只有靠着信心才能到神那边去。
When it comes to the Messiah, to Jesus, the King who would come from David's pedigree was important in order to fulfill the promise.To Abraham and to David.
但是从预言来看的话，他是一个大卫的后裔，是实现神他的预言。
In the Gospels, Christ's enemies were always disparaging his low birth.
And 在福音书里面可以看到他的敌人常常说，哦，他是一个非常卑微的出身。
How could he claim to be anything? He was from Galilee.
哎，他是从那个加利利来的，他怎么可能会有什么好的出身？
A mere carpenter's son.
他又是个木匠的儿子。
They said, we know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one will know where he comes from in John 7.
And 在这约翰福音第七章里面讲说，真的我们不知道神到底从哪里来。
Surely Christ does not come out of Galilee, does he?
但是并不是从真的从加利利来，是不是？
Has not the scripture said that Christ comes out of the seed of David and from Bethlehem? The village where David lived.
但他是讲他从大卫的后裔来，他从伯利恒来。
And they accused him of being illegitimate in response to Jesus's accusation that they were of their father, the devil.
And 他这边甚至他是讲到他说他是跟魔鬼有关的。
They said we were not born out of immorality.
And 我们不是这样子从恶魔出生的。
In other words, Jesus was.
他们就是指责耶稣是。
Later, they told him that he was a Samaritan and had a demon.
And 他甚至说他是一个撒旦，他是撒玛利亚。
The account of the virgin birth is going to follow this section in Matthew.
And 在马太福音里面有讲到他是一个童贞女的出身。
But this genealogy is to show that Jesus is the legitimate son and heir of David and Abraham in fulfillment of the prophecies.And promises.
在马太福音里面就讲到说，这边实现了圣经上的预言，讲他是大卫的子孙，他是以亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Okay, well, let me read the passage. It's Matthew 1:1-17.
我们要从马太福音第一章的第一节念到第十七节。
So I'm going to read it all the way through, and then you'll read it all the way through.
Okay.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. And Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon.And Nahshon, the father of Salmon, and Salmon, the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon, the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam, the father of Abijah, and Abijah, the father of Asaph, and Asaph, the father of Jehoshaphat.And Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram, and Joram, the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah, the father of Jotham, and Jotham, the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh, the father of Amos, and Amos, the father of Josiah, and Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon.And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Matthan, and Matthan,the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. And so all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations.
马太福音第一章第一节到十七节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。犹大从他玛士生法拉斯和谢拉，法拉斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰，亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顿生撒门，撒门从拉合士生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德士生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门，所罗门生罗波安，所罗门生亚比亚，亚比亚生以亚撒，亚撒生约书法，约沙法生亚伦，亚伦生乌西亚，乌西亚生亚旦，约旦生亚斯拉，亚斯拉生西西加，西西加生马拿西，马拿西生亚门，亚门生约西亚。百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，约西亚生耶哥尼亚和他的弟兄。遭迁到巴比伦之后，约哥尼亚生撒拉铁，撒拉铁生所罗巴伯，所罗巴伯生亚比玉，亚比玉生以利亚敬，以利亚敬生亚索，亚索生撒大撒都，撒都生亚金，亚金生以律，以律生以米亚撒，以米亚撒生马旦，马旦生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦时候到基督又有十四代。
Now we need to rest.
我们需要开始休息了。
Not exactly compelling reading.
这并不是一个很有趣的一个读。
So let me begin by making a few observations.
然后我们来看看来有些观察。
As Matthew takes note, there are 14, three lists of 14, 14 generations.
这边讲的有十四代，记载在马太福音里面。
Not every generation is included.
但并不是每一个世代都有记录下来。
So he skips around and it's not proportional.
他大概是因为根据这样的一个重要性，所以他有些略掉一些。
There's a lot of speculation as to why 14.
哎，我们有些猜测，为什么只讲到十四代呢？
Nobody really knows. I suspect it was a memory device.
我想可能这是跟一个记忆有关的。
To help people retain the list.
说可以让我们能够帮助我们记下来。
Not everybody had something written down in Bibles or iPhones like we have to have the scriptures.
在那个时候没有像我们像现在有一些电话可以让我们马上可以看到。
Now, if you were counting, you will also notice that the last list of 14 was really only 13.
哎，其实如果你真正在那边数算的话，最后的十四代呢，只是算十三。
Because Jeconiah was the last of the second list, and he's the first of the final list.
哎，其实到最后的那个列下来的，其实也是最后的一位，所以等于算是两次。
So it works out to 14 if you count him for both lists.
哎，如果说我们在讲说，把他是算了两次的话，其实只有一，他只算能算一次。
And the reason they do that is because he was in captivity in Babylon.
因为那个时候他是在巴比伦，他被关起来的。
And he had children who continued the line that came back home.
在他的他还有儿女回来回到迁回到回去的时候，他继续接下去。
It's a little bit like how many presidents we've had when we have a president, Grover Cleveland, who was both the 22nd president and the 24th president.
就像我们在第二我们讲到我们总统的时候，第二十二任的总统，其实他等于做了两次总统。
Maybe a better question is not the number, but what purpose does the three groupings serve?
And 其实最重要不是这个数字，而是为什么这样来算，有什么样重大的意义。
Some have suggested that it has to do with the Abrahamic covenant, the line from Abraham to David, and then from David to the exile, the Davidic covenant, and then they conclude with the lead up to the new covenant.
And 这可能是讲到从亚伯拉罕的一个盟约，大卫的盟约，一直到到那个巴比伦以后被掳的时候的一个盟约。
I think we're really dealing with it could be related to the Abrahamic covenant, certainly in terms of the promise to bless everyone, and it was come through then the David's line, and they show David's line in the second. The problem is we have like 400 years of no communication from God.
And 这边我们很可能是要追溯到是在亚伯拉罕的这个盟约，然后到大卫的时候。但是我们可以在圣经上面可以看到，有400年的时间，神没有跟以色列人有任何的沟通。
There were no kings after they came back from Babylon.
当他们从巴比伦回来以后，没有王。
So we're trying to establish the kingship of the Messiah through David's line when there was no king in between.
And 但是我们可以看，如果是从大卫的王要下来的话，但在以前是没有任何的王的。
At least after the deportation.
至少是从那个巴比伦被掳以后。
So the final one's kind of the survival of the Davidic line that's reestablished in Jesus as his heir.
所以我们从那后面我们可以看到，另外建立的话就是耶稣的这一条路。
So one more observation that I think is an important one, and that is when we look at the groups, the list begins and ends with miraculous births.
但是我们可以看到从开始到后面，我们是看是有个奇迹的出生。
There are different kinds of miracles, but they're miracles. Abraham begets Isaac through his wife Sarah. It's the child of promise to an impotent old man and to a barren old woman. It was truly a miracle child.
但我们可以看到这一串的奇迹，我们从亚伯拉罕开始。亚伯拉罕跟他的妻原来是不可以生育的，但以撒是一个奇迹的方法，神赐给亚伯拉罕。
The miracle, of course, is that God enabled bodies that could no longer function in that way to be able to function to produce a child.
我们可以看到，在那个时候，亚伯拉罕跟他妻子是那么样的老迈，他们不可能有孩子。
And it ends with another miracle.
但是呢，后来另外一个奇迹又出现了。
This time, Jesus is conceived of a virgin, Mary, Jesus' mother.
我们可以看另外一个奇迹，就是耶稣是童贞之女玛利亚生的。
It is no wonder that the rumor spread about Jesus being illegitimate.
所以我们可以看得出来，为什么有这样的一个谣言，说他是不是正是由婚约里面出来的一个儿子。
This is only hinted at or implicit in our list, but it's described in more detail in the next chapter.
但我们可以看到在马太福音第二章里面又描述了更多。
So let's start our examination from Abraham to David, verse 2 through the first part of verse 6.
所以我们先从第二节到第六节，我们来看到亚伯拉罕到大卫。
Every Jew must trace their heritage back to Abraham through Isaac.
每一个犹太人都要回到去看他们的祖先的族谱的话，是从亚伯拉罕到以撒。
And every king must trace his lineage back to David and Judah.
如果每一个王都是要追溯到从大卫开始。
This fulfills the promise to Abraham to not only father a great nation, but also that he would father kings that would come through him and Sarah.
我们不但可以实现神的预言，所有万族从亚伯拉罕开始，然后王是从大卫开始。
So remarkably in this list, the first list, what we find is three women are included.
我们可以看到在第一段里面有三个女人是被提到的。
Pretty hard to have children without women.
当然你如果没有女人的话是不可能有孩子的。
But what makes it unusual is that both Jewish and Gentile genealogy at the time always follows the male heirs.
And so 我们可以看到很有趣的就是通常的族谱呢都是以儿子这一个 男性为主。
So you have to ask the question, so why did God choose to put three women in this list? They didn't need to be there.
所以你要问为什么神这边放了三个女人在这个族谱里面。
And all three were Gentile women.
变这三个呢都是外邦人。
So their inclusion as both women, as a class of humanity, and Gentiles, new non-Jews, being legitimately connected to this Jewish Messiah.
所以我们可以看到这几个女人呢，虽然是外邦人，不是犹太人，但是她们都非常有趣，她们都是跟弥赛亚是有关的。
You know, remember the message to the shepherds. Good news for all people.
我们可以看到好的消息就讲到牧羊人。
And of course we know that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of all people, male and female, slave and free, Jew and Gentile.
好消息就是讲到 耶稣是我们的好牧人，他要把这好消息给所有的人。
Now, Judah is singled out among all the brothers because he would be in the kingly line that was prophesied according to Jacob's blessing in Genesis 49.
但是我们也可以看到在这边讲到犹大跟他的弟兄就讲到雅各跟雅各的祝福有关系。
And note at the end of this, David is called the king.
但我们可以看到在第六节里面讲说耶西生了大卫王。
Only he in this whole list is called a king.
只有在这个地方讲到王，大卫王。
David is the climax of the list as Abraham ultimately produces the God-chosen anointed king.
我们可以看大卫呢，到大卫的时候是成为一个最重要的一个高峰。
But Tamar is one of the women.
Tamar. Yeah.
But by whom Judah produced twins.
And 他因为有是他。他玛是生了一对双胞胎
Perez and Zerah, but she was not his wife. She was his Canaanite daughter-in-law.
她是一个法勒斯跟希拉的母亲，但是呢，她不是她原来的妻子。
It's actually a sordid story in Genesis 38, how she tricked him into fulfilling his obligation to produce an heir.
所以在这地方是很有意思，在创世里面记载他用了一些很特别的一个诡计呢，然后有机会怀孕生孩子。
It really stands out as a blot on the dysfunctional lineage of Israel's patriarchs.
所以我们可以看在族谱里，我们可以看到有些非常不太正常的。一些产生的一些后代。
Both Judah and Tamar are accountable for their sin.
And 犹太跟他弟兄呢，在他们犯了罪。
This perhaps is the first hint that this list is not about a legacy of righteousness and sterling character that produced this wonderful Messiah.
所以在这个地方，并不是要讲到说这些人虽然他们是不完全的，他们犯了罪。然后，但是在不完全里面，我们可以看到神的计划。
No hiding the genealogy in the closet, no romanticizing the heritage.
我们完全这地方没有看到在那边要掩饰任何不完全的地方。
Okay, let's go David to Babylon, 6b to 11.
我们可以看从大卫到巴比伦的时候，是从第六节开始到第十一节。
And all the accounts of the kings and of David and Israel.All the kings are measured by David.
So we can see here, 所有讲到所有的王，我们都是用大卫王来比较。
And what we have in this particular genealogy is a list of the decline of the procession of kings until the last kingdom is taken away and the king is deposed and taken into exile in Babylon.
So we can see, 从大卫开始，然后就越来越来，每一个王都开始做得越来越不好，一直到巴比伦被掳的时候。
Solomon began well, but in spite of his great wisdom and riches and peace on the nation, he turned to foreign idols.
And 所罗门原来刚开始做得非常好，但是后来他娶了外邦的女子以后，他的就开始改变。
Solomon perhaps had the greatest advantages, the greatest assets, the greatest wisdom in the history of Israel, and yet.He is rarely mentioned outside of the first 11 chapters of 1 Kings and the first 10 chapters of 2 Chronicles.
所以我们可以看到所罗门王呢，他是一个非常有智慧，也非常拥有非常多的财富。但是除了在列王记上里面讲到他以后，后面就很少讲到所罗门王。
So profound was his disaffection with God that the kingdom.Of Israel immediately divided upon his death.
他死亡了以后，他的国度马上就变成北国跟南国。
There were in all the kings of Israel, the northern kingdom, there were no godly kings.
但所有在northern king, right?
Northern kingdom, yes.
在所有的北国里面，没有一个是好的王。
It's confusing. All of Israel before the division is called Israel.And then after the division, the northern kingdom is called Israel, so it can be confusing sometimes.
有时候让你会觉得是非常不能了解的。但是在以色列开始一分裂了以后，北国还是称叫以色列。
In all the kings of the southern kingdom of Judah, 8 out of 20 were were godly kings.
南国是叫犹大，犹大国，但是有八到八，二十位里面有八个王是好的。
And all are measured against David, not against Solomon.
And 都是又跟大卫王来比的，不是跟所罗门王来比。
And in the succession of David, we are immediately introduced to the fourth woman in the genealogy. But she's so disreputable that not even her name is mentioned, the wife of Uriah.
And we can see that in this place, Uzziah, his wife, is a very good person, a very bad person. So I want to mention this once.
So infamous is this melodrama that Christians and non-Christians alike know who this is, Bathsheba.
八十八，我们这边讲到是他是一个非常没有道德的一个人。
In the line of the Messiah.
但也是在弥赛亚的这个族谱里面。
Amazing.
这是一个非常奇特的。
Mary, will make the fifth woman in this verse. All five women, by the way, stained reputations. Only Ruth and Mary don't deserve it.
And 我们可以看到在这个地方呢只有 Ruth 跟 Mary, 玛利亚他们是名声是非常好的其他的一些女子的名声都是不好。
David, the poet of Israel, the greatest king, the man after God's own heart.
And 我们讲到大卫王是一个合神心意的人。
The most godly man and king Israel has to offer.
但他也是一个非常爱神的人。
Is an adulterer and a murderer.
但是呢，他犯了奸淫，也犯了谋杀。
Irony seems to be the point.
我们可以看到这个是一个非常奇怪的一点。
Now I looked up the word irony because I thought I better explain it. It's the use of words to convey their opposite meaning.
其实这个 irony 这个字的意思呢，就是在表达一个相反的一个意思。
Here is a list of the pedigree of Jesus, the pedigree of David, and it's awful.
我们可以看到耶稣他的这个族谱，某一方面来讲，其实非常不好。
Somehow embedded in the grandness of his heritage that verified his high Hebrew pedigree are the crimson stains of sin.
但是我们可以看到，从族谱里面一些不完里面，你甚至可以看到很多罪恶的心机。
Never forget that would also be true of us.
但同样的，我们也可以表示是在形容我们自己。
The very list that established that he was high born also shows he was low born.
我们可以看到，看起来他的族统、他的血统非常的高贵，但是也我们可以看到他的出身是非常的卑微。
So the decline of David and his house is not only an emblem of sin, it's also a clear mark of the grace.
但我们可以看从这样他的一个族谱来看这是神的一个恩典。
The fulfillment of God's promises are not based on Israel's character and faithfulness, but on God's character.
是应验神的预言并不是在乎这些人的行为而是神的恩典。
Don't miss this. Our salvation is not based on our character and faithfulness, it's based on God's character.
我们要知道，我们信不是靠着我们自己的行为，而是乃着靠着神的恩典。
The final word in Malachi chapter 3, For I, the Lord, do not change; therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed.
我们在一个马拉基书里面讲到说，我们的神是永远不改变的神。
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you.
神这样讲说你的国度永远留存。
I just have to say, if it is true of Israel who went after one false god after another, and their whole history establishes that, that's true for those people wherever they are in that lineage, you need to know that it's also true for you.
我们可以看到以色列的历史，他们所犯这一生中，他们所做的事情，同样是在我们身上也可以表明出来。
No matter what you've done or how far you have removed yourself from God,
不管你过去做了什么东西，或者是你离神有到底有多远
，He says, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
他说回归我吧，他说我与你同在。
Okay, finally, the last in the list, Jeconiah to Jesus, Matthew 12 to 16.
Matthew 1:12-16.
This is the easiest list because we don't know much about it. It begins with the exile in Babylon and then continues mostly during the 4th century of silence, the intertestamental period, if you will.
我们可以看到在迁到巴比伦以后被掳以后那大概四百年神是的是没有说话。
So, you know, we can recognize some of the names, Shealtiel and Zerubbabel from Haggai, Zechariah and Ezra and Nehemiah. Zerubbabel was the descendant of David who was not a king, but was the governor for a time under the Persian king Cyrus when the exiles returned.
所以我们可以看在巴比伦后有很多的人物这样的出身。
This was a dark period for the nation, both politically and in terms of revelation, because we have the silence of Scripture.
我们可以看到在那段时间是一个非常非黑暗的时期，因为那时候神没有说话。
So what's striking here is that this is the genealogy of Joseph, not Mary.
但我们可以看到这个边的族谱呢是讲到约瑟。
Universally, both Jews and Gentiles would recognize Jesus' heritage through Joseph, not Mary, even though he's the adopted father.
我们可以看到在这边族谱里面是真的是强调是讲到是从约瑟而来的，虽然他只是像领养了耶稣。
It's the only possible legal way for Jesus to have lineage back to David and Abraham.
这是唯一合理的讲到怎么样回到大卫的祖先跟亚伯拉罕。
So Matthew carefully writes verse 16.
在十六节的时候讲得非常的小心。
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ.
雅各生约瑟就是玛利亚的丈夫那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
So this perhaps will recall to your mind
要帮你去想
the embedded promise in the curse in Genesis 3.
我们可以看到也许在这边就讲到创世纪里面讲到的一个诅咒
The curse on the serpent. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel.
就是讲到说神这个地方讲到说妇人怀孕的时候的话会受到一些生产的痛苦。
He is uniquely a child of a woman and not a human man.
这边是特别讲到他是从妇女而生而不是从男人而生。
The promises to David, to Abraham and David about their seed being fulfilled in the same person here.
我们同样看到这边的预言照样被应许。
Not until we get to Jesus does the kingdom reappear as the Christ, the anointed one.
我们可以看到，其实到这个地方，我们可以看到神耶稣基督是一个被膏油的君王。
Of course, anointing is used for a lot of different things, but for Matthew, it's clearly a sign of the anointed king.
我们这边特别在马太福音是讲说耶稣就是王。
So in conclusion, I think the first point is the irony of being both low-born and high-born.
我们可以看这边一个非常奇特的是，耶稣是有非常高贵的血统，但是他的出身也仍然是非常的卑微。
High-born in that he came through the promises of Abraham and David, two of the greatest figures in the Old Testament.
从血统的高贵来讲，他从亚伯拉罕跟大卫的血统。
Lowborn because his past is also a legacy of sin and rebellion.
那我们看讲到卑微的地方，我们可以看到中间有很多的罪恶，有一些不好的。
But mark it well, the humility of Christ's birth is not explained simply by his pedigree or the humble circumstances being in a barn when he was born.
我们可以看到他的一个特别的一个这一生的。不但是讲的他是一个卑微的，也讲他是有个高贵的血统。
This is the eternal Son of God.
这是一个永恒的神。
Who condescended to become a created being.
他从天降到世界上来，要成为一个人的样式。
The mystery of a fully God and fully man.
一个完全的神，一个完全的人，这是一个多等多大的一个奥秘。
And of course, he didn't just come to be a human being; he came to be a servant.
不但他只是成为一个人，他还成为一个仆人。
He was born King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是王中之王，国度。
He sovereignly reigns as king today from heaven.
他从在天国里面去掌管世界上一切。
But he accomplished the supreme purpose for which he came by being a servant.
他成就了他所要做的，就是成为一个仆人。
We gather today to worship the one who came to serve and die for us.
我们今天来这边一起崇拜的时候，来纪念我们这位一个为我们成就的这样的一个仆人。
So that we too might become sons and daughters of the Most High God.
所以我们可以成为神的儿女。
Currently, he reigns from heaven.
他现在在天国。
But we wait in hope of the promise that he will return as king.
我们真的在这边希望能够他将来在有一天会来到我们回到中间。
And transform everything.
然后改变所有的一切。
Including us and this earth.
不但是包括我们，还包括整个全世界。
Make all things right.
把所有的事情都成为对的。
Especially us.
特别是我们。
Christmas trees and little trinkets of gifts won't cut it.
光是圣诞树或圣诞礼物不足以为奇。
We sang it earlier. The gift that he wants is to present ourselves to him, so living and holy sacrifice.
他要的礼物是要我们的整个人跟我们的心，然后愿意我们在他面前摆上。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father.
亲爱的主。
We so easily are proud of too many things.
我们在我们的心中里面有很多的一些骄傲。
But we are proud of this, that you alone are king.
但是我们非常的引以为荣，就是你是我们的王。
We invite you to reign in our heart.
我们正邀请你在我们的心中做主。
To begin a process of totally transforming us.
在我们的生命里面做整个完全转变的工作。
To be like you.
就是越来越像你自己。
That you might be honored and glorified.
真的你会被在我们的生命里能够得到荣耀。
All for Jesus.
谢谢主。
Amen.
Amen.